There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am Francesca Amber, your host, who, if I sound a little defeated, it's because the worst thing has just happened to me. It's not the worst, I'm being very dramatic. I just recorded an hour-long podcast episode for you. I picked some great questions that my book club bitches had asked me all about manifesting and different aspects of the law of attraction. I recorded it all lovingly for, well, you're going to notice this. I also can barely speak because I've just been speaking for hours and I ain't going to edit this shit. I ain't editing this shit one bit because, you guessed it, my computer went fucking wild. It started making a crazy noise and it deleted the whole goddamn thing. So it was a great episode, but you ain't never gonna hear that shit. You ain't never, ever, ever gonna hear that shit ever because it is gone. It is gone. It's lost forever. But who knows? I've still got the notes here, so I might try and re-record it for next week. But fucking hell, I honestly... God, I've also got a terrible cough. I've got the black lung. Anyway, I was sitting here thinking, do I just call it a night? Because also, when I say call it a night, I mean call it a morning because it's actually 10 to 1 in the morning. Or do I actually plow on through and just quickly record something else? So I warn you, this is not going to be your usual podcast. I am not going to edit this because your girl ain't got time to be staying up till 3 a.m. I've got to drive to London tomorrow. I've got to look after babies. I've got to live my goddamn life. And I just can't. I just can't. I've got nothing left to give. In the words of Jacinda, the Prime Minister, the ex-Prime Minister, I can't remember her last name, Arden, there's nothing left in my tank. There is nothing left in there. But this is what I'm going to give you. So I have just been completing the magic, the 28-day gratitude process for maybe the fourth or fifth time. And there are a couple of gratitude practices that I really want to share with you that I think are really quick and easy to do and are really, really powerful. Like they really give you like a real feeling of gratitude. And really gratitude, I think we sometimes forget, is truly the basis of the law of attraction. It is truly the basis of manifesting. And I think we can sometimes forget that the simple act of gratitude is like really what fucking got us here. So here are some lovely acts of gratitude that you can do really easily that are very high vibe. So the first one that I love to do, and these are not exactly practices from the magic, they're just inspired by it. But the first one which I love to do is I love to thank companies, services, or people where I encounter them when I've either bought things or I've used their services or whatever. So whether it's a very, very helpful waitress, or it may be a particular company that I've used that I just love their service, I will either send an email to their customer services and let their head office know and be like, this bitch needs a pay rise. This person needs a fucking bonus. They are an asset to your company. Or if it's a great company, I will shout them out on social media. So I often do this with the Stardust app. This is such a fucking iconic app. It tells you all about the phases of the moon and you can sync up your menstrual cycle with the phases of the moon. It's fucking amazing and it's free. It's completely free. And so I love to regularly share the Stardust app because they give so much to people for free. I love to give it back. That is a real act of gratitude to share it on your social media, share it with your friends, tag them and say, thank you for your services. You've helped me so much. So it's very, very high vibe. Love that. Love it, love it, love it. The next thing is to find three people in your life that you are closest to. It could be friends, it could be family. When I did this, I did my mum, my sister, and my daughter. And you write a list of all of the things that you are so thankful for about them. It could be aspects of their personality. It could be times you spent together, things that they've done for you, the way that they make you feel, anything. Anything to do with them. Now, in the magic, when we do this, we write a list, we read it to ourselves, and we say good night on to the next day. But it seems such a waste to have all of this beautiful gratitude about people that you love and to not share it with them. So I love to personally send them a message. I'm a bit of a wimp, so I'll often do it in a voice note or a text message. I can't do it actually on the phone because, you know, I ain't got the balls. But then I just tell them how I feel about them and I give them the list of the gratitude. And without doubt, it always makes that person's day. It usually makes them cry. It usually makes me cry. And it just really amplifies my gratitude for that person. And you don't have to limit it to three people. When we did this practice in the magic, I decided to just extend it to as many people as I could. People I worked with, friends, people I used to work with, my ex-husband. Literally, my ex-husband phoned me and asked, like, I'm still so thankful that you made me quit my 9-to-5 job when I was too scared to and no one else was going to tell me to do it. I'm really thankful you did that all these years later. And I promise, he loved it. He was so thankful that I told him that. So share your gratitude. So the next thing you can do is to, and I do this all the time if I'm having beef with someone. So if you have a difficult person or a difficult situation in your life that is really dragging your vibe down, and I don't know a single person that won't relate to this, my number one go-to thing when my anxiety about the situation or person reaches a fever pitch, I will sit and write a gratitude list about this person or about this situation. And I'm telling you, it always always comes through and it makes me feel so much better. It magically transforms the situation and it's just a fucking magical practice to do. Now, I know that you might be sitting there thinking, there is no way that I can feel gratitude for anything about this shitty situation or this shitty person in my life. I promise you, there are things to be thankful for in this personal situation. Now, we've done this for a couple of years now in The Magic. We've talked about sharing gratitude for difficult people in our lives. And I have had to add a little caveat to this because I've experienced this and also somebody within the book club has also experienced this. If the person that is causing a shitty situation or a drama in your life, you think will use your gratitude against you, do not share it with them. Don't share that shit with them. Keep it to yourself. The practice will be enough alone if you can do it with yourself. If you feel like they would use it against you in your job, if they would use it against you in court, if they would use it against you in your marriage, I don't know, whatever. Don't share that gratitude with them. Because I had a book club bitch who said that she was going through something with her ex-partner. She was going through court with a co-parenting sort of battle. And she decided, although he had been terrible to her, she decided to show her gratitude to him and try and think of the things that were good about him. And he took that message and used it against her in court. So if you don't feel safe sharing this, like imagine if you were getting harassed in the workplace and you're like, let me think of all the great things about my workplace though. They could then use that against you saying, well, she can't have been harassed in work because look, she sent this on this date saying she loves her job. So this one, I'm just saying exercise a little bit of caution and maybe keep it to yourself. But honestly, expressing gratitude to yourself for a shitty situation or person in your life has magical results. The next thing I like to do, and this is a little bit controversial because with the law of attraction, sometimes we are taught to not focus on negatives, is to do something called negative visualization. So often when we try and be grateful for something, we find it really difficult. And it's so sad that we find it difficult to be grateful for the air that we breathe, the food that we eat, the water that we drink. And yet if you imagine your life without it, or you actually physically deprive yourself of it, you very, very quickly realize how thankful you are. If you've ever had your car break down or the water in your house turn off, you quickly realize how much you rely on these small things that you just take for granted every single day. So if you are struggling to feel gratitude for anything, you just think about your life without it and you're like, oh no. You could also take this a step further. Now, this is a little bit Debbie Downer, but the other night I had the TV on in the background and Schindler's List came on. And I've never seen it before. And I didn't get to watch it all because my babies woke up and I had to go up to bed. But it was fucking harrowing. Harrowing, harrowing, harrowing. If you are a parent, especially, watching parents take their children into concentration camps was one of the most haunting things I've ever seen. And I know, obviously, it's not real. It's got fucking... who's that actor? Liam Neeson? Is that him? It's not, is it? Every time I got really upset, I was like, it's Liam Neeson. It's Liam Neeson. It's not a real, like, it's not real. It is real. But you know, if you are struggling to feel gratitude for your life, watch Schindler's List. Watch this amazing documentary that I can't remember the name of, but it was on Channel 4 about people fleeing Aleppo. Watch a documentary about the fucking civil war in Yemen. Watch something that will make you be so thankful that you've woken up today listening to this. You might be driving your car on your way to your job. You're safe. You're in a country where you're not under threat. Your children have clean water and food to eat today. And just be so thankful. Now, I do warn you, you might get slightly depressed from watching Schindler's List because honestly, it took me a while to fucking recover from it. But it really does work in reminding you that this is just another day in paradise, even when your fucking hour-long amazing question and answer podcast was deleted at 1 a.m. and you've got hardly any voice left because you've got the fucking black lung and you've got to get up in a few hours. All is not lost. You're not in a country at war. You are not being bombed. You are safe and you are loved. So just find that gratitude. Express that gratitude. And bitches, respectfully, I'm out of here because it is 1:30 a.m. and your girl's voice is gone. My mental capacity is gone. I still can't get over the fact that fucking podcast deleted. I can't get over it. And this will forever be known as the week that had the shit podcast that was 14 minutes long. What can I do? What can I bloody do? It was either this or just not do one at all. And I thought, no, I shan't be defeated by technology. I shan't. Anyway, what have I got to tell you? Normally I say, if you enjoyed this podcast, give me a rate and review, but please don't, because if you give me a 1-star, it shall break my heart. Rate me and review me on a week where it's better. Okay. We'll just wait till next week. I'll make up for it next week. I promise. We are almost at the end of the month, and next month in the book club, we are doing an incredible book. It's called Money, A Love Story by Kate Northrup. Now, this is the first time that we have done a second book by the same author. We did one of her books about cyclical living a couple of months ago, and it changed my goddamn life. I absolutely love her work. We've not done a wealth mindset book for 1.5 years. I'm ready to up level. I'm ready to become a rich bitch, a wealthy woman. Yes, ask, believe, receive. So if you want to come and join us, we start that on the 1st of February. The link is in my bio or in the show notes, or you can find it at francescaamber.com. And as always, everything else, my subliminals, my workshops, everything is all at francescaamber.com. You can find me on Instagram at Francesca Amber or Law of Attraction Changed My Life. And I will be back next week with a podcast that I will actually edit and spend more than 14 minutes on. But do you know what? I didn't want to leave you guys hanging. I didn't want there to be no pod, you know? I didn't want there to be nothing. Will I live to regret this? Who knows? It's going up completely unedited. We'll see what happens. I apologize once again. Don't blame me. Blame my 15-year-old MacBook that I'm too scared to change over to my new one because I'm a technophobe. Anyway, there we go. That's my limiting belief. I will see you next week. Thanks for listening. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too, bitch. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.